Random House Audio presents The Rose Man of Sing Sing, a true tale of life, murder, and redemption in the age of yellow journalism. By James McGrath Morris. Read for you by John H. Mayer. There is a concatenation of all events in the best of possible worlds. For in short, had you not been kicked out of a fine castle for the love of Miss Cunegonde, had you not been put into the Inquisition, had you not travelled over America on foot, had you not run the Baron through the body, and had you not lost all your sheep, which you brought from the good country of El Dorado, you would not have been here to eat preserved citrons and pistachio nuts. "Excellently observed," answered Candide, "but let us cultivate our garden." Voltaire. Candide. Chapter 1. The Gardens. On Tuesday, October 28, 1924, while eating breakfast in his Park Avenue apartment, writer Irvin S. Cobb discovered an annoyance that accompanied fame. There, in the New York Times, for all to see, was the amount he had paid the federal government for its relatively new income tax. At least Cobb could take some comfort in the fact that he was not the only one whose tax payment had become public. In fact, for the past 3 days, newspapers had entertained their readers by listing the tax payments made by the nation's best-known citizens. That he was among those the New York Times selected to publish probably confirmed his own sense of his literary importance.